Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing are bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one horse.
7:42 here on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 28 degrees on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Download it when you can and take us on the go.
We also want to welcome those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103 as well as those on Facebook Live.
Our next guest is making her Palmetto Mornings debut, and just chatting with her a moment ago, we feel like we've known her for a long time, so that is a nice quality to have. And
yes,
we're talking about Teresa Urquhart. She is the CEO for Piedmont Medical Center Market. And Teresa, welcome to Palmetto Mornings.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here. It's exciting.
Yeah, you're like really. I feel like we've been on family vacation.
That's
with
right.
You now.
All the way across the country. Yeah. And
that's
back.
Right. All around.
You have been part of the Tennant family for a long time. Now, I know when someone says that, it can either put you out to pasture or, you know, it has like a certain connotation to it. But we see it as like it comes with a lot of knowledge, mm-hmm. because being part of Tennant, which is the parent company of Piedmont, you've been able to travel around the country to see how medical centers operate everywhere from where? California, Texas, and Florida?
Right. And Georgia. I've been a lot of places. That's true.
And originally from North Carolina.
That is correct. I'm originally from Lenoir, North Carolina. And I have been with Tennant even before it was Tennant. I started with the company in the mid-80s. And it's been a great career opportunity for me with the company, because I have got to live some very incredible places. And to your point, I have learned a lot, been in a lot of different facilities, most of which are acute care hospitals like we have here in Piedmont. And it's been wonderful, I have to tell you. I love what I do, you know, so I really enjoy it and make the best of wherever I may land, if you will. And I'm fortunate to have a supporting husband who's been along the way, a journey with me along the way, right? So it's been great.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, the spouse, we know about that
we
very
do.
Well. Our spouses tag along with our hectic schedules and events that we do, and they're right there to support it. So that is fantastic. What attracted you to Piedmont? What attracted you to come here to this area? Again, you're from North Carolina, right. So there are some allegiance there. But what was it about Piedmont when you looked at it on paper and you saw it in person that you were like, well, this is another place I want to be?
You know, it's really a great opportunity. One, because we have, it's a market here. And, you know, with the hospital at Rock Hill and then our hospital at Fort Mill and our ED in Gold Hill, right? And then within that organization, we also have a behavioral health unit within the Rock Hill, you know, organization. And at Rock Hill, we're a level 3, you know, trauma center. And I just thought that it would be a great opportunity because I know about the organization and that they do some really great things. And there's just it's a launching pad for me. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, okay, let's build upon what we're already doing well and just continue to excel to bring things to our local community.
Well, how would you describe the state of healthcare in the year 2023, about to be 2024?
You know, I would say the state of healthcare is, it's coming around, you know, after the COVID. You know, I don't even like to talk about COVID, to be honest.
We don't either, Teresa.
Because it was, you know, such a trying time for everyone in the country, every industry. It doesn't matter what it was impacted. And we still see some of the impacts of that, mostly with the staffing components. You know, I'm sure that you drive around town and you look around and help wanted, we're hiring. It's like, where are all the people?
Right.
You know? So we've done a really good job, you know, getting out of the COVID zone, if you will, and then bringing people back together, because a lot of, you know, what's important to me as a leader in an organization is having face time with people. And with COVID, you had your teams and those kind of things, options, virtual options. But I think it's more impactful when you're able to sit across the table, talk to somebody, or in a room with people, and you can, you know, get body language, read what they're thinking. And, you know, it's just, it's a better connection. And so we are moving into back to where we were, you know, before all of that occurred. And that part I'm very excited about. I think, as you know, healthcare organizations, I think we still have opportunities with just getting our consistent staffing in place. But overall, I think we're moving on. You know, moving on. What's the next thing that we need to do? Water under the bridge.
Next,
next. That's right.
Well, history was made the other day at Piedmont Medical Center. Reading from this Facebook post, congratulations to our amazing surgery team led by Dr. Andrew Brigno, who performed the first Watchman procedure today.
Yes. Well, actually, yeah, it was that day. Dr. Brigno is awesome. And the Watchman procedure is a procedure that, again, look, when you look at what we already do, it's building our cardiac program, right? And so it's a treatment for atrial fibrillation that helps, and you have to meet certain criteria depending on the patient. A lot of people have AFib, you know, in the world. And so you meet the criteria, and the benefits are that you can get off of your medications that a lot of people take for atrial fibrillation, and it also reduces the risk of a stroke, which is also a risk for people that have atrial fibrillation. So we are super excited. He actually did 3 cases, and
wow,
it was a great success, and the team did a phenomenal job, and I'm just very proud of the work they do. And when we got the approval to do this, it was really about a month ago, and I'm telling you, my team worked like Trojans, and they pulled it together, and they did a great job. So yes, we're excited to be able to bring that here to our local community as well.
Fantastic. We're speaking with Teresa Urquhart. She is the market CEO for Piedmont Medical Center, which includes the Rock Hill location as well as Fort Mill. Teresa, you all are a big part of our Toys for Happiness campaign. I know you're new to the scene here, but it sounds like you are very caught up to speed, I guess, about what Toys for Happiness is all about.
That's correct.
We just say, first of all, thank you publicly for being such a huge part of our Toys for Happiness campaign. And share some just stories, if you can, from why you all wanted to be part of this. I mean, you've got a lot on your plate. Obviously, you're keeping everyone happy and healthy. And then you decided as a medical center to tackle Toys for Happiness, which is not a something that you can just pass on. Like, you know, you've got to have people all hands on deck, so to speak.
Right. Well, you know, just the whole mission for Toys of Happiness is amazing, right? And, you know, during the holiday season, we think about the children, right? Because I'm probably going to get emotional because I love kids. I have my first grandson, right, who's my first Christmas. He's only 3 months old. But anyway, the Toys for Happiness is just a way for us to be able to give back to our community. And there's so many people, you know, in need that have, you know, want to have great holidays for their children. And so I just think it's just the right thing to do, you know, and we're excited to be able to be a sponsor and a partner with this and to help our local community. And it's giving back in a fun way to the community to help people have a great holiday season.
Well, and you hit the nail on the head. It's local, and y'all are the local healthcare provider here. And I think that's such a special tie that all of those toys are going to stay here locally.
Yes, and I think that's really great. Because when I heard about, you know, Toys for Happiness, I'm like, what's that all about? So, of course, I go online and read about it. And it's like, wow, you've been around for a long time, right? And just even looking at the website and the warehouse, it looks amazing. I was talking with Alan, and he was telling me it's a really incredible experience to go see that. And, you know, as a partner, I think it would be a great opportunity for our team to go and do some volunteering there just to see the impact of what it's all about and how much it really brightens the lives of many people here in our local community.
And, of course, we often share when you give a kid a toy, you're giving them the gift of creativity, the gift of love, the gift of hope. We often say sometimes you're giving them a gift of career pathing. And we're of the generation of the Fisher-Price kids. Often we joke on the show, Teresa, that we have a medical degree from Fisher-Price. that in YouTube University, of course, everyone's an expert when
That's
it comes
right.
to medical issues because of YouTube. But we're Fisher-Price kids.
Mm-hmm.
But just think of how many the doctors today got a doctor's kit or something similar along those lines when they were a kid, and it just fascinated them. and it opened their eyes to a career, and that's why we have great doctors to keep us healthy. And just think about that. You see it as a toy. For that kid, it was a career opportunity.
That's correct.
And I think of the medical field so much with a lot of our toys, because all kids love to play doctor.
And the game Operation. Oh, exactly. Everybody loves that game.
And
I was not good at that. I knew definitely that was
game,
not
Teresa,
for me.
I am not going to be very helpful in the operation room.
It's a good thing I'm in administration.
Yeah. There you go.
You can watch it from the glass window,
right?
Yes,
oh, man. That's right.
Well, Teresa, welcome to Piedmont Medical Center. We're excited to have you here. Again, it feels like you've been part of our community for a long time, and I know you're going to lead us into a great future there at Piedmont Medical Center. So once again, welcome and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to
you,
Christmas.
Too. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Thank you.